Richland Center.
Today's news at noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 56 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, The Courts and Trump. I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on the scope of presidential immunity and if it should apply to former President Trump for acts while in office. His attorneys argue that Trump should have absolute immunity from prosecution in the special counsel's election interference case. That decision could impact Trump's other criminal cases. ABC News contributor Kate Shaw on what the lower court rulings tell us so far.
The special counsel has arguments that really sound in constitutional structure. We were never supposed to have a king. A president is subject to law, even if a king is not.
In New York City, Donald Trump is attending his hush money criminal trial, where former National Enquirer owner David Pecker was back on the stand. He testified about an agreement he made with Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, and Trump during his 2016 run for presidency to squash any negative stories about Trump, including alleged affairs with an adult film star and Playboy model. This is ABC News. A milestone in Baltimore after last month's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after being struck in the harbor. The first cargo ship passing through a newly opened deep water channel. The port expected to be fully reopened by the end of May. A new survey says more Americans say retirement is not in the cards.
More than a quarter of Americans over age 50 who've not yet retired tell an AARP survey they don't think they'll ever retire. That same survey found that one in five adults in that age group do not have any retirement savings, and the average credit card balances are going up among older adults. 12% in that group say they're carrying $20,000 or more. There is some optimism, though. The survey found that 33% of the respondents believe their financial situation will be better in a year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The NFL draft is tonight in Detroit. The Chicago Bears expected to choose number one pick Caleb Williams, the quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy at USC. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repair, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details and view the full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 383-1700.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy skies and nice conditions, a high of 62. Tonight, increasing clouds and turning a bit breezy with a low of 39. And then tomorrow, cloudy with blustery winds, rain likely by late morning with scattered thunderstorms as well, A high of 60 with southeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds at 5 miles per hour and it's 56 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Good afternoon. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A one-vehicle rollover resulted in a fatality. Tuesday afternoon around 2:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of the crash on County Highway B east of West Road. Wilbert E. Post, 93 of Potosi, was traveling east on County Highway B when his vehicle left the roadway, traveled onto the right shoulder. Post overcorrected, crossed the pavement, and into the left ditch, where the vehicle rolled multiple times. Post was trapped inside the vehicle and was extricated by the Potosi JAWS unit. The Potosi Rescue Squad transported Post to the Lancaster Airport, where they met MedFlight, and he was transported to UW-Madison. The sheriff's office was later notified Wilbert Post, 93, did not survive the crash. The National Drought Monitor says that for the first time in nearly a year, most of Wisconsin has normal conditions. The areas in drought shrank from 28% to 19%, while the abnormally dry parts of the state went from 75% down to 43%. The worst drought areas are far north central Wisconsin and the lower Wisconsin River Valley, or south of I-90, but north of the Wisconsin River in southwestern Wisconsin. Richland and Sauk counties are still in a moderate to severe drought. Plenty of rain is in the forecast for this weekend, which could improve conditions locally. In honor of Earth Day 2024, Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is funding 19 clean energy projects to lower energy bills, expand access to domestic biofuels, and create jobs and new market opportunities for Wisconsin farmers, small business owners, and agricultural producers. Lassa announced more than $2.8 million in grants through the Rural Energy for America program during a visit Tuesday to David Blash's Cabinet Manufacturing Company in rural Shawano County. Recipients in Wisconsin include Anna Benilla in Fenimore, who will use a $44,000 grant to install a small solar electric array. This project is expected to save the small business $4,620 per year in electrical cost. It will replace 41,999 kilowatt hours per year, which is enough energy to power four homes. The Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin's leading dairy advocacy organization, announced its 2023-24 legislative awards. More than two dozen lawmakers earned the association's recognition for their commitment to the state's nearly $50 billion dairy industry. Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City received the Legislative Champion Award, the association's highest honor for leading the effort to create the state's Agriculture Roads Improvement Program. Tranel, a dairy farmer, serves as chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, where he has effectively guided numerous dairy initiatives through the legislative process. DBA is also awarding Legislative Excellence Awards to more than two dozen lawmakers for their unwavering support of DBA priorities, which include Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green, Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwok, Representative Lauren Oldenburg of Viroqua, Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville, and Representative Dave Considine of Baraboo. The session's most significant achievement was the creation of the $150 million AREP. This funding is an important step in improving rural infrastructure, which is vital to the state's economic success. DBA also successfully led the efforts to expand the state's farmland preservation program, extended eligibility to the producer-led watershed grant program, and advocated for additional key economic investments that are aimed at improving dairy farmers' bottom line. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is being recognized again as one of the top 20 rural and community hospitals in the country by the National Rural Health Association. The NRHA announced the 20 highest ranked rural and community hospitals in the country based on an evaluation by the Chartis Center for Rural Health. The determining factors for the top 20 rural and community hospitals were based on eight indices: inpatient market share, outpatient market share, quality outcomes, patient perspective, cost, charge, and financial efficiency. Hospital President Deanne Thurmer said, "This prestigious designation highlights our staff's dedication to provide exceptional health care for Baraboo and the surrounding communities. As a rural hospital, we are proud to have served our neighbors, friends, and families for more than 100 years, and will continue to evolve and grow to meet the needs of our patients and community into the future." This is the second time SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has received this honor. The hospital was also included in the 2021 Top 20 Rural and Community Hospital Awards. Now there's new rules for school meals. After the USDA announced yesterday it's limiting the amount of added sugars for the first time, it'll also trim the sodium in kids' meals and allow flavored milks, like chocolate milk, with less sugar. The goal is to improve the health and nutrition for students. The limits on added sugars would be required in the 2025-26 school year, starting with high sugar foods such as cereal, yogurt, and flavored milk. By the fall of 2027, added sugars in school meals will be limited to no more than 10% of the total calories per week, in addition to limits on sugar in specific products. Officials had proposed to reduce sodium in school meals by as much as 30% over the next several years. But after receiving mixed public comments on a directive from Congress, they will reduce sodium levels allowed in breakfast by 10% and in lunches by 15% by the 2027-28 school year. The first of several Democratic candidate forums for the 3rd Congressional District took place in Stevens Point last night. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shankland, and Eric Wilson shared their answers to questions most in mind for many voters. On the question of Medicare for All, Eric Wilson was blunt.
Not pushing for Medicare for All is a disservice to everyone.
Katrina Shankland addressed the recent closing of rural hospitals.
We forfeited $2 billion over the last decade because of Republican inaction and dysfunction. Why is that important? That $2 billion could have been reinvested in raising Medicaid reimbursement rates, which would have kept our providers' doors open.
Rebecca Cook wants to expand Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing loss.
This is in contrast to Derek Van Orden, who, if you go to his website, has a one-sentence healthcare policy, which is to repeal Obamacare with nothing to replace it.
Again, that is Melissa Kay from Civic Media. $36 million for opioid treatment in Wisconsin is being held up by one anonymous state lawmaker. The unnamed legislator is a member of the legislature's Power Joint Finance Committee. They filed an objection to the Department of Health Services plan to spend the money. The money comes from a court settlement with four drug makers. Wisconsin election officials are considering how far election observers need to stand from poll workers on Election Day this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met yesterday to get public feedback on a proposal to make observers stand 3 to 8 feet from election workers. Commissioners will meet again in late June. Concerns that Israel's actions in Gaza are hurting Joe Biden in Wisconsin, that from 2nd District Congressman Democrat Mark Pocan, who noted that Biden beat Donald Trump in purple Wisconsin by just over 20,000 votes in 2020. In Madison Wednesday, Pocan said the campaign has work to do in Wisconsin between now and November. Pocan said prohibiting offensive weapons from the U.S. in any Israeli strike on Rafah and ensuring the delivery of humanitarian aid are essential, and that Biden needs to impress that on Israel. His campaign says former President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin soon, with the latest Marquette Law School poll showing Trump essentially neck and neck with President Joe Biden among likely voters in Wisconsin. He'll be in Waukesha May 1st. The stop will be Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since April 2nd, when he was in Green Bay. Prior to that, he hadn't been in Wisconsin since a rally in August of 2022. Trump is currently on trial in New York on charges he falsified business records to cover up payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. The presiding judge uses Wednesdays to attend to other cases, which would allow for Trump's visit to Waukesha. Mike Gallagher's career in Congress is officially over. Gallagher announced a month ago he planned to resign April 19th, but put that off as the House scheduled a weekend vote to approve a $95 billion war funding package, including more than $60 billion for Ukraine. In a letter to Governor Tony Evers, the Green Bay area Republican said he was resigning effective 4 o'clock Wednesday. The former U.S. Marine signed off with Semper Fi. There won't be a special election to fill the remainder of Gallagher's term because his departure occurred after the second Tuesday in April. So far, State Senator Andre Jacques of DePeer, former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton, and DePeer businessman Tony Wide have announced they plan to run for the Republican nomination. OBGYN Dr. Kristen Lyerly is so far the only Democrat running. Wisconsin utilities want to help naming this year's peregrine falcon chicks. For the last three decades, mated falcon pairs have laid their eggs at Wisconsin Public Service and We Energy's power plants. This year, 11 eggs are ready to hatch, and they'll be named after Olympic heroes. You can vote for your favorite names online from a link at we-energies.com. It's currently a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73. 39-4440.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It's 57 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 1220. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Civil War soldiers from Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb Info 1906, Chapter 5, it would be impossible to trace the record of Richland County's valiant soldiers through the ranging fortunes of 4 years of a bloody war. Neither would its space permit here that this should be possible. Without the disparagement to the heroic services of any and all, it shall be the purpose of this chapter in this book to mention the organizations which, as a whole, are more closely connected with Richland County. A very interesting account of the organization and movements of what was called the Scott Guards has been prepared by Gilbert L. Laws. The first Richland County company was largely enrolled by Amasa Hoskins in March and April of 1861. The name Scott Guards was selected because of the popularity of then the great American general Winfield Scott. Amasa Hoskins was entitled to the capacity of that company, but an attack of granulated eyelids prevented him from entering the military service in any capacity at that time. It was one Jeremiah J. Turner that was commissioned as a second lieutenant. It was Lieutenant Turner who then joined the company with a squad of farmer boys from the Viola area and that vicinity. The organization of that company was recognized by the state authority, and they rendezvoused in Richland Center for the election of officers and for their first drill. On June 2nd, the company was ordered to report to Camp Randall, Madison, Wisconsin, where there it was assigned to the 5th Regiment of the Wisconsin Volunteer Infantry, and they were designated as the H Company, forming the right center of the regiment. On that day, from their departure in Richland Center to Lone Rock, the procession was triumphant. They had long lines of teams loaded with soldiers. At Camp Randall, the regiment was clothed, and they were given salt and pepper suits furnished by the state, and was armed with what was made over Harper's Ferry flintlock muskets for the use of their percussion caps. To the boy, who had never seen 100 men in one line, now marking time, swinging out back 100 pairs of what was called stogie boots. The sight was a wonder, and it was the first lesson in the methods and the costs of war. Stogie boots, pronounced like the cigar, is a coarse, heavy type of a boot. The 11th Regiment of Infantry was principally raised in the southwestern part of the state and was organized at Camp Randall in October of 1861. It was Company D that was from Richland County. They joined Company H at that same regiment and was partly raised in this county. And marching shoulder to shoulder with Company D, so too Company H there passed the same experiences and participated with even a braver regiment that would never be found in the Badger State. Did space permit, it would be a pleasure to include the names and service of all those men who bore the guns. But here, there were representatives of Richland County in nearly every regiment organized in southwestern Wisconsin, either by enlistment, by transfer, or by promotion. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Richland County as it was organized May 1st, 1850.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Give the gift of life at an American Red Cross blood drive. The Red Cross is asking donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care. Two blood drives will be held today. The first is being held at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland from now until 5. The second will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. If you are unable to make either of today's blood drives, a blood drive will be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point, and Monday from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Book a time to give by visiting redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics will host a special event for children following a hiatus caused by the pandemic. Natalie Tollefson is the Manager of Business Operations and Foundation Director for Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics.
After a three-year COVID hiatus, we are finally bringing back our Teddy Bear Clinic, and it will be held on Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 11:30 right here at the hospital. Kiddos can either bring their own stuffed animal, or we will have free teddy bears available, so kids will get a teddy bear when they arrive while supplies last, and then they will go station to station with their teddy bear from x-ray to casting. So maybe their teddy bear, you know, got hurt and needs to have their broken bone casted, to primary care where their teddy bear can get weighed and measured and they get to look in their ears and throat and all that fun stuff.
Tollefson says it's a great way to expose children to health care in a fun setting.
Kind of takes that fear out of going to the doctor if they ever need it down the road for an x-ray or going to the lab, you know. They get to see a needle go into an orange and just things like that. So it's a real kid-friendly event and kind of gives them that behind-the-scenes look at healthcare, too, and they get to see x-rays up on a screen. And
the Teddy Bear Clinic will be held in the hospital. Children are also invited to enjoy the bike rodeo in the hospital parking lot.
We are also going to be hosting our bike rodeo in partnership with the Hildebrand Library here in town on the same morning. So folks can either go to the bike rodeo, you know, bring their bikes along with them, and they can either go to the Teddy Bear Clinic first and then come across the street to the bike rodeo, or they can do the opposite. So two events, they can go to both, go to one. It's just a morning of fun.
The Teddy Bear Clinic and Bike Rodeo will be held at the Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital this Saturday from 9 to 11:30. The event is free of charge. The Wisconsin Department of Justice reminds you that Saturday is National Drug Take Back Day. More than 135 events are planned across Wisconsin, with more than 248 participating law enforcement agencies, where Wisconsinites are encouraged to dispose of unwanted and unused medications. They include in Richland Center from 10 to 2, hosted by the Richland Center Police Department at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County at the Police Department. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office from 8 to noon at the Sauk County Law Enforcement Center, located in Baraboo, and the Vernon County Sheriff's Office from 10 until 2 at two locations, the Village Hall in Stoddard and the Village Hall in Reedstown. Drug Take Back Day provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. Unused or expired medicine should never be flushed or poured down the drain. Water reclamation facilities are not designed to remove all pharmaceuticals, and trace amounts are showing up in rivers and lakes. All waste pharmaceuticals must be generated by a household. No businesses are allowed. Households are encouraged to bring in prescription, both controlled and non-controlled, and over-the-counter medications, ointments, patches, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, creams, vials, and PET medications, and vape pens or other e-cigarette devices with the batteries removed. Liquids will be accepted. However, the liquids, creams, and sprays must be in their original packaging. Liquids without the original packaging will not be accepted. Do not bring illegal drugs, needles or sharps, acids, aerosol cans, biohazardous materials, personal care products, household hazardous waste, and mercury thermometers. Illicit substances such as marijuana or methamphetamine are not a part of this initiative and should not be placed in collection containers. Participants may dispose of solid, non-liquid medications by removing the label or blacking out personal information on the label of the plastic pill container, or by putting the medication into a clear, sealable plastic bag. Blister packages without the medications being removed are also acceptable. Participating in Drug Take Back Day this Saturday is simple and hassle-free. No questions will be asked, ensuring a quick and anonymous drop-off experience. If you are unable to attend Saturday's Drug Take Back event, permanent drop boxes are available year-round at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Village of Iola Municipal Building. While Drug Take Back Day is Saturday, the Tomah VA Medical Center will be hosting an event Friday. The Tomah VA Medical Center will be hosting the event outside of Building 400 from 10 to 2 Friday. Dispose of your unneeded prescription drugs, expired prescription medications that are a public safety issue with no questions asked. It's 57 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Find three amazing floors of deals at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Stop in to take advantage of great prices on anything and everything for your home. Let your inner sports fan out with Krogan's selection of big screen TVs and sofas. Your handyman side will love the variety of tools they offer. Also check out home decor, paint supplies, and more. Three amazing floors of deals are at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
It's 57 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Thursday, April 25th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Ellie Zintz is survived by four children, Lori and Gordon Fry Miller, Penny Zintz, Dan and Mindy Zintz, and Sue Zintz, five grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and sisters-in-law, Phyllis Fish, Danita Zintz, Joyce Dyer, and Sharon Zintz. Luella R., Ellie Zintz, 81, of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana Adams is survived by three children, Michelle Adams of Winona, Minnesota, Shauna and Dayton Bedward, and Cody and Jamie Adams, all of Boscobel, six grandchildren, and a sister, Linda Polanco of Onalaska. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Gust is survived by her husband, Greg, a son, Rob and Tia, a granddaughter, 5 siblings, Christine and Kevin Princeton, Linda Weber, John Call, Patricia and Mel Tasker, and Mary and Mark Theed. Also many nieces, nephews, and friends. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house 4 completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Lyle and Ann Wanless and Matthew and Sarah Winger. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a beautiful April day across the region with all that sunshine and temperatures getting a bit milder after the cold start we had. We are carefully tracking a storm system, though, out around Colorado into western Nebraska and Kansas. Showers and thunderstorms breaking out ahead of it across portions of Nebraska, eastern Kansas, down into southwest Missouri and Arkansas. That's the area of moisture heading our way and should bring us some wet weather off and on from late morning tomorrow all the way through the weekend, because that'll be followed by a second storm taking a similar path from the Rockies right up toward the upper Midwest. Now, we'll have to keep a close eye on the threat for some severe thunderstorms over the weekend. Definitely a possibility as the warmth and moisture come in with some strong wind fields. Could be some storms with high winds and hail and intense lightning. Better chance of tornadoes will stay south of Wisconsin, but again, we'll certainly monitor it. Rain totals could easily be 2 or 3 inches throughout the weekend, and temperatures will be much warmer as well. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Sunny to partly cloudy and nice, with highs reaching the low 60s. Southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, turning somewhat breezy, low at 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with blustery winds. Rain likely by late morning, with some scattered thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. High about 60. South southeast wind 15 to 25. Friday night, some occasional showers and thunderstorms and breezy, low at 50. Saturday, breaks of sun, breezy and much warmer, high temperature in the mid-70s. Spotty showers and thunderstorms becoming more widespread Saturday night, some could be heavy. And Sunday, cloudy and breezy with off and on rain and thunderstorms, high of 66. Monday, still a 40% chance of light showers in the morning, mostly cloudy and breezy, high 66. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, chance of some showers and storms by midday, high 68. And Wednesday, seasonal and partly sunny, high 69. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 57, our low this morning was 34. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 57. The record high for this date set in 1962 is 87. The record low, 23, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 50 with a low of 33. Sunset tonight will be at 7:56 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:02. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northeast winds, 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.26 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The Regional Conservation Partnership Program, 10 years later, up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Regional Conservation Partnership Program has incented groups of farmers and other land managers to adopt conservation practices for 10 years now. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Robert Bonney.
So many of our conservation challenges don't exist just on one parcel of land. They cover an entire watershed or an area that might host certain wildlife, or in order to be successful to reduce soil erosion, we need to work across a lot of different producers, a lot of different landowners. What this program allows is local partners to do exactly that, to work directly with NRCS and local producers to implement conservation practices and do it at a scale that can be really meaningful for whatever resource issue you're trying to address.
USDA says 83 projects were funded with $1 billion last year.
This year, he says, a record $1.5 billion is on the table.
Most of the money is going to be targeted at climate smart agriculture and forestry. Again, practices that can benefit production, agriculture, and forestry, even while we reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is all voluntary. It's all incentive-based.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Fewer vegetable acres and less vegetable money. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The president of the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association says many farmers are cutting back on vegetable crop acreage this year because of reduced demand caused by imported canned vegetables. Tamas Houlihan tells Brownfield it's also affecting farmer income.
We're seeing anywhere from a 10 to 20% decline in acreage and a similar decrease in price.
Houlihan says vegetable canners have full warehouses and the high cost of tinplate steel due to tariffs gives foreign canners an advantage.
When you look at a can of corn, one-third of the price you're paying is for that steel can.
Houlihan says some growers are moving from a four-year rotation to a three-year rotation, growing more potatoes.
Fortunately, potatoes have been pretty profitable for the last 5-10 years, and so if they grow a few more potatoes, they might be all right. But we're also in a situation of overproduction on the potato crop, not just in Wisconsin, but Idaho planted a heck of a lot more than they typically do.
Houlihan says another factor affecting the vegetable market is decreased consumption of canned goods since the COVID pandemic. An ag economist says higher interest rates are one of the biggest risks facing the ag industry. Dennis Shields is chief economist for Farm Credit Administration.
For the ag industry in particular, these elevated interest rates, of course, push up production costs and especially those with variable rates.
He tells Brownfield rates are expected to remain steady with soaring inflation. A certified appraiser with Compeer Financial says farmland values in southwest Minnesota have risen nearly 40% in 4 years. Rachel Dabrico tells Brownfield one way the Farm Credit Cooperative tracks the market is by using benchmark property located in the southwest corner of the state.
And since 2020, we've actually seen about a 30 to 40% increase in land values.
She says recent sales indicate relative stability in the farmland prices. Dabrico says there has been investor interest, but most of the farms are being purchased by farmers. An agronomist says farmers need to be patient before planting. Bob Berkovich with Pioneer in Wisconsin says some farmers have put in corn and soybeans, but many are waiting for the right soil conditions, as they should.
At the end of the day, sometimes the best decision is just to be patient and to wait for better conditions, because really your yield potential takes a pretty severe hit if you're out there doing field work or planting when the conditions just aren't right.
Berkovich tells Brownfield less than ideal soil conditions at planting can affect uniformity of the plants at emergence.
If we don't have good uniform emergence, we can reduce our yield potential anywhere from 5 to 9% right out of the gates.
He says when planting time does arrive, he says most farmers can stick to a 2-inch corn depth as there is adequate topsoil moisture in most of the state. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the products, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsuck Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale last Wednesday. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $175 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. 2018 Case IH large square baler, boats, lawnmower, farm machinery, and much more ending May 15th at 6 p.m. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Durant cash cattle trades quiet and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's another round of light direct cash cattle business underway following the light round of business that took place Wednesday. Live deals in the South are at $182 to $183, fully steadied to a dollar higher than yesterday and the prior week's weighted averages. Bids are at $290 stressed. Asking prices are at $184 plus live in the South and $295 dressed in the North. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef is mixed at midday on solid and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.68 at $297.42. Select is 42 cents lower at $290. At the Hub City Livestock Auction, South Dakota, steer 650 to 749 pounds were $8 to $12 higher. Steer 750 to 999 pounds were $2 to $6 higher. The best comparison for heifers were 600 to 649 pounds, which were $10 to $14 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the day's large offering, featuring strings and loads of backgrounded cattle, as well as packages and loads of home-raised cattle. Cattle suitable for grass continue to see excellent demand. There were many cattle that were attractive to choose from. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 806 to 848 pounds, brought 251 to 273.50. Feeder steers, 962 to 997 pounds, brought 231.50 to $242. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 659 to 683 pounds, brought 275 to $286. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors have been pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts as they're working to meet demand needs with this recent uptick in slaughter pace. It's been a solid week for export sales again, but there are long-term concerns that do pop into the market every now and again, pressuring prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director down 245 with a weighted average of 88.85. No comparison at the Iowa Minnesota, but a weighted average of 90.47. The Western Corn Belt's down 385 with a weighted average of 89.64. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52. And pork values were firm at midday, up 35 cents at $97.62. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and hogs are lower. Corn and cattle are mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. For decades, Sign has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Sign has yield. Soybeans are lower on fund and technical selling. Export sales were down sharply on the week and the prior four-week average. Trade continues to monitor harvest activity in Brazil and Argentina. May beans down 7 at 11.59. July beans down 5 and 3 quarters at 11.75 and 3 quarters. Corn is mostly higher on fund and technical buying. Export sales were solid this week and are up 74% on the prior four-week average. Ethanol production did fall and is down about 11% on the last 3 weeks. May corn up 2.25 at 4.40. July corn up 3 at 4.51.5. The wheat complex is mostly higher on fund and technical buying. Ongoing concerns in the Black Sea region are providing support. There are weather concerns in major wheat growing areas, and it's been warm and dry, especially in the southwestern plains in the U.S., southern Russia, and eastern Ukraine. In Chicago, May wheat up 8.25 at 6.02.75. July wheat up 8 at 6.21. In Kansas City, May wheat up 9.75 at 6.34. And in Minneapolis, May wheat up 7.75 at 6.86.75. It's been an up and down day for live and feeder cattle, which are now mostly higher, watching the rest of the week's direct business unfold. Asking prices are around $184 plus live and $290 stressed. June live cattle up $1.50 at $176.75. August live's up $1.62 at $175. May feeder is up $1.32 at $244.42. Hogs are pressured by lower cash business and long-term demand uncertainties. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady, and the national direct was down sharply. May lean hogs down $1.70 at $95.65. June lean hogs down $2.20 at $105.25. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Milk is safe to drink. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Earlier this week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration reported that viral fragments of the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus had been found in pasteurized milk. While that may sound scary, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is adamant the milk supply is safe.
Based on the information we currently have available, our commercial milk supply is safe for two reasons. One, pasteurization process works, and two, convinced that farmers are working with us to divert any and destroy any milk that may be coming from sick cows.
So if milk from sick cows isn't entering the commercial milk supply, how did the virus end up in gallons of milk at the grocery store? Vilsack says the cows likely have the virus and were asymptomatic. But the USDA, along with several food safety experts who spoke with Brownfield, say this doesn't impact the safety of the milk supply. Secretary Vilsack provided an explanation during a call with reporters on Wednesday.
You can find particles of the virus after pasteurization, because pasteurization is not sterilization. It doesn't necessarily remove every evidence of a virus. What it does is it kills the capacity of the virus to be infectious, and that's what you're concerned about.
And the testing has showed that the virus fragments that have been found in milk are not live. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Have you ever
ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.